Okay, welcome to this week's recap for The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 4, Here's Not Here. I am not Mike the Movie Guy, I'm Jesus, and I'm taking over as lead for today. And along with me, we have Kristen and Brancy.
What up?
What's up?
How'd you guys like this episode, first of all? That's about all time for one.
I wasn't a fan.
You weren't a fan?
No. I don't think it should have been an hour and a half, to be honest.
No.
Yeah, so what didn't you guys like about it?
Everything. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, it was cool to see how Morgan changed, but I just don't think it had to be dragged out to an hour and a half. Like, I think they should have saved the hour and a half episode for some crazy shit to go down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. But I don't. Unlike you guys, I liked it. I was totally a fan of this episode.
My thing is, I think it was a fine episode, but I do think it could have been cut back to 1 hour. I don't think it had to be an hour and a half. And I also don't like that they did it right after what happened with Glenn, because nobody gave a shit at that point. Like, if you gave me that episode in a different timeline, I probably would have loved it way more.
Yeah, we even said the week before, like, show, like, one quick thing that Glenn is alive, and that's it. And then you can show whatever the hell you want. Like, I would have been happy with it if they showed that he was alive and then showed Morgan for the rest of the episode. I would have been cool with that.
Right.
I don't know. I like the way it was. I like the fact that he was talking to the leader of the wolves. I mean, did you expect him to be talking to him?
Wait, what?
Yeah, wait, what? I'm confused.
When Morgan's talking, he's talking to the leader of the wolves. Did you expect that?
Oh, because he was telling the story, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I see what you mean.
I was like, wait, that dude was part of the wolves? What?
I know, I was like, did I zone out that hard?
No.
Yeah, no, I wasn't expecting that. Yeah,
no,
I wasn't expecting that.
Me either.
I mean, what do you guys think of that reaction from him, though? Not from Morgan, from the leader.
What about it, though? That he was, like, saying that he's going to kill him anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't really surprised by it. Because those people are ruthless.
Yeah.
They're ruthless, but so was Morgan when he first got caught by Eastman.
Yeah, I know. But if you're out to, I mean, they were kind of trying to annihilate Alexandria, and you know, you have this guy sitting you down, telling you this story. Like, what does he care? He doesn't care about this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it didn't really surprise me.
Well, once again, this is also where Morgan was. During this story, he was that ruthless.
I don't think he was that bad, though.
Really? He was just killing people because they got in his way.
Okay, well, yeah, there's that.
I mean, this was a really cool episode because of that, because you see the fact that Morgan takes kind of like this whole different persona because he sees that this guy treats him decently.
Right. Well, I don't know. I just don't like the timeline that it was placed in, because I feel like it's almost not fair to Lenny James, you know, who plays Morgan, because everybody who was watching this episode didn't give a shit because they wanted to know about Glenn. So I feel like it kind of sucks that he put so much work into that episode and everybody was just like, oh, my God, really?
I didn't care. I mean, I like Glenn. I kind of don't believe he's dead, but I didn't care the fact that we didn't see it.
Well,
I mean,
you weren't expecting it either. Jesus called it last
week.
He's like, I don't think they're not going to show anything.
Yeah, I totally didn't think they would, and I still don't think they'll show anything this next episode.
Oh my God! You know what, Jesus? if nothing happens in tonight's episode, I'm going to call you. And I'm going to bitch you out. Seriously.
Okay. Because
you're jinxing it. Brandy, back me up.
I'm calling you.
No, yeah. I didn't think anything was going to happen this last week, but they better fucking show something or I'm going to get pissed.
But you're going to be so excited when it comes back in February.
No, they're going to piss me off. They're going to fuck around too much.
Uh-huh. And then you're going to be searching and watching the episode over and over and over again. Well, last episode over and over again.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you not?
No.
You're definitely going to be obsessing over it.
I mean, it was a good episode, but I didn't think that it had to be an hour and a half. And I just think that they could have placed it in a different spot because it was a good episode and you learned valuable information, but a majority of the people watching it didn't care because they just wanted to know about Glenn.
Well, not only that, how many times can you really sit there and listen to Morgan yelling for someone to kill him? Like, if they would have cut out, like, maybe 15 of those kill me's, it would have been an hour. So it's not that it was a bad episode. I just, when I heard it was an hour and a half event, I was like, oh, what? Like, okay, half of that hour better be Glenn. But no, it was Morgan telling that guy to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we got half an hour of Morgan being this brutal killer who just, you know, killed people because they got in his way. And we got an hour of Mr. Buddha, Eastman. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote in my notes, why the hell would Morgan leave from that guy's house? That guy gave him food. He gave him everything.
Yeah, but then at the end of everything, Eastman ended up dying. I think that Morgan was smart enough to think if he stays still, he's going to get bitten someday and he's going to die.
Yeah, but that guy got bit because Morgan was being a douche.
Okay, let's talk about that. I mean, Morgan's trying to be the good guy, and Eastman kind of pushes him over the edge.
I don't know that's really what happened.
Yeah, so Morgan's like, we can't do it here. It can't be here. And still Eastman pushes it and continues to stay there.
Yeah, because how can you keep with those clear? Okay. I don't know, man. These things annoyed me. He has to get over it. What is he supposed to do? That walker would have killed his ass.
He would have.
And instead it killed Eastman because he was trying to help him. So Morgan was being a douche.
Yeah, but I think Eastman kind of, he deserved it a bit.
I mean, look how long was Eastman living in that house with solar power? He had food. He had all these resources. He was fine until Morgan came along and he tried to help Morgan, and then he got bit.
Mm-hmm.
It bit him in the ass, quite literally.
Yeah, it did.
I would have stayed in that man's house.
Everything Eastman did worked because he was alone. You know, he had his little farm, which he was able to take care of. He was able to defend his house because there's only him there. Everything worked because he was alone. And I don't think Morgan could live alone. He saw how crazy he was when he was alone. You know, he needed to find Rick.
I don't know.
But the whole Buddha thing, it just doesn't work, right? I think we could agree with that.
The what?
The whole being Buddha and, you know, all
Zen-like
can't kill anybody.
Well, I was wondering why he was talking to Morgan so much. I was like, you don't know this guy. Why are you telling him all this shit?
Well, the story Eastman told, you know, about that prisoner that killed his family?
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to redeem himself. He's trying to be a good person because...
I know, but
killed somebody.
I guess it's just weird for me because I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, because
I think the reason they did that, I think the reason they did that, like why he was telling Morgan that story, was because at the end is what Morgan was doing with that guy from the wolf.